Mr. Speaker, in July of 1969, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins achieved something once thought impossible, successfully landing on the moon and returning safely to the Earth. They succeeded despite the many dangers they faced and the countless things that could have gone wrong during their pioneering 240,000-mile journey. As we mark the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, I take special pride in representing Neil Armstrong's birthplace, Wapakoneta, Ohio, home of the Neil Armstrong Air and Space Museum. The museum has on display many artifacts from the mission and other items from Mr. Armstrong's life and career. The museum's year-long celebration of the Apollo 11 anniversary culminates this week in a series of events ranging from meet and greets with active and retired astronauts, the run to the moon, 5K and 10K races, special exhibits at the museum, and a grand finale concert. Mr. Speaker, Neil Armstrong died in 2012 at the age of 82, but the impact of his journey is still felt today in rural Auglaize County, Ohio, and throughout the world. I am pleased to join the people of Wapakoneta in celebrating the man who took a small step but left a giant legacy. Mr. Speaker, I yield back.